Chapter 33.
Mr. Voss, said Yoda, for your actions, grateful we are. Saved many lives you have.
Thank you, Master Yoda, Voss replied. But it was what any Jedi would have done. It's Jedi Akkar who deserves your thanks. He's the one who gets to sort through the mess. Amusement rippled through the gathering. Kenobi noted that the tension was gone. The nearly imperceptible aura of mistrust that had filled the council chamber every time Quinlan Voss was present now seemed conspicuous in its absence.
The council believes that you are ready to once again fight against the Separatists, Windu said to Voss. Though that is not the primary purpose of this mission. Our intel indicates that Count Dooku has placed a listening station on Vancor.
Kenobi made a sour face. He and Anakin had once been stranded there while in pursuit of Dooku. Anakin had been unfortunate enough to have a second bad experience there when he and Windu had been trapped beneath the rubble of a crashed ship. Both events had involved the huge four-armed predators known as Gundarks, and Kenobi was none too keen to return. All eyes turned to the hologram of the brown, rocky world.
Vancor, mused Kenobi. Charming place. Delightful fauna. Did Dooku ever tell you anything about this station, Voss?
Voss frowned, thinking.
The Count kept his cards pretty close to his vest, he said. He never did trust me entirely. But I do recall something about a listening post in that sector. If you're confident on your intel, I'd say that this is the one Dooku was talking about.
Then Master Voss, Master Kenobi, your job is to take it out, said Windu. Depending on how key this site is, you may be met with a large welcoming party. Plan accordingly.
As Voss and Kenobi left the chamber, Anakin joined them.
Why do you always assume you're on the same mission we are? Voss asked.
Because I always am,
Anakin replied.
Sadly, there's no countering that argument, Voss said wryly.
Now that that's settled, Anakin continued, what's our mission?
To destroy a listening post, Voss said. We should be prepared to be fired upon.
Anakin looked at Kenobi, confused.
Our listening posts don't have a lot of defenses, he reminded them. They rely on the fleet coming the second the all-clear signal stops being transmitted.
That's because we put lives on the line, Voss said. For us, the best allocation of resources works out to the fewest men at the station, with plenty of help on call in a real emergency.
Dooku has more than enough droids to have them provide adequate defense at all times.
Droids only? Kenobi inquired.
There will be a few people stationed there to supervise and make gut-check judgment calls, Voss said. But the defense will almost certainly be droids. We should be prepared for a good fight. I know I'm itching for one.
Sounds like everything is back to normal with you, Voss, Anakin said. I'm glad.
So am I, Anakin, Voss said. So am I.
Kenobi, Voss, and Anakin were in their interceptors when the Vigilants came out of hyperspace and the hangar doors opened. They, along with 24 of the heavily armed ARC-170 starfighters, the initial wave, launched at once, soaring out into space, ready for battle. There was not a single fighter present to offer resistance. As they descended toward Vancor and their target, they remained unchallenged.
Kinda quiet here, Anakin said over his comlink. You know, the peaceful silence of space, with nothing happening at all.
I agree, Kenobi said. Where was the defense Voss had warned about? Dooku's forces should have launched their attack immediately.
Do you suppose it's a trap?
Anakin asked.
Think they're waiting for us to penetrate the atmosphere and launch a ground attack?
That seems a very poor tactic if it's so, Kenobi said. But nevertheless, something's not right here.
Tapping the controls, he zoomed in on the planet's surface. Master Windu's intel was spot on about the listening post, however. He opened a channel to the attack cruiser,
Admiral Block, we're going to go ahead and descend. We're prepared to encounter resistance from the ground.
Of course, General Kenobi,
the Admiral said.
Do you wish the second wave to launch?
Yes, go ahead, Kenobi said. Better safe than sorry. He changed the comm channel to address his team. It's far too still for my liking. There may indeed be a trap. We go in expecting hostile fire.
That's more like it, said Anakin.
As usual, the boy was all on fire to be out in front and in the thick of the action. The Force, Kenobi mused, had to be protecting him. Otherwise, Anakin's impulsiveness would have gotten him killed 1,000 times over. Remember, Kenobi said, there's no room for rash decisions. Stay the course. That means you, Anakin. No fancy maneuvers. In response, Skywalker's ship suddenly dropped and executed a loop.
Sorry, Master Kenobi. You're breaking up. I think something might be wrong with my comlink.
Anakin!
Some say I'm reckless. Others would say I have guts. It's subjective.
Anakin, who clearly had nothing at all wrong with his comlink, said. It's really not. Voss laughed.
You two kids never change.
More elegantly than his former apprentice, Kenobi tilted the nose of his interceptor down. The surface rushed up to meet them. He glanced at his readout, then used his own eyes and the Force. Listening posts were precious things. The Republic had a fleet ready to defend them at a moment's notice, and, according to Voss, Dooku kept sufficient defense on sight. The design was similar to the Republic's. A simple station with a large tower to which a dish was affixed. Unlike Republic stations, which had a single, rather small landing pad, the area around this post was clearly designed to accommodate several vessels. Voss was right. There should have been at least a few dozen fighters to safeguard the post. And yet, it looked...
It's abandoned,
Voss said.
Not a single ship.
It does look that way, Kenobi said. But we should be cautious nonetheless. Let's try a strafing run and see if we can flush any hiding jackrabs. The three Jedi brought their vessels into formation. Anakin actually cooperated by taking his place on Kenobi's left and letting Obi-Wan have the lead. The clones fell in behind them in their ARC-170s. Obi-Wan, Voss, and Anakin all fired their laser cannon simultaneously. A fireball wrapped in black smoke plumed upward. The mammoth dish cracked and tumbled in pieces to the ground. The clones followed with a second attack. Blue laser fire screamed, and this time the tower itself crumbled beneath the assault. The group veered upward and came about for another pass.
Hold your fire, everyone, Kenobi said. Let's see what reaction we get.
They flew over again, but there was no movement on the ground. No ships, no vehicles, no people, not even droids. Nothing.
Scans indicate no life forms,
Anakin said, adding,
Well, none larger than a literal jackrab. Hey, no Gundarks this time.
Master Kenobi, I'd like to go down there and see what we can find,
came Voss's voice.
We kind of just obliterated it with laser cannons, Voss,
said Anakin.
Not a whole lot left that would be of any use to us.
Not to you,
Voss said.
But maybe I can get some answers.
A few moments later, they and the clones were on the ground.
Commander Cody, Obi-Wan ordered. Have your squadron break down into teams and do some scouting. This place looks empty, but it may not be.
Yes, sir,
Cody said. Over his shoulder, he shouted,
Come on, you lot! You heard the general!
He began giving instructions.
Well, said Kenobi, as Anakin pointed out, the tower itself is demolished at this point. Let's see if we can find some barracks that are still somewhat intact.
The three Jedi leapt easily over the major chunks of rubble blocking the path to the station's operations center and living quarters. As they stepped carefully amid the debris, Anakin said,
While I'm always pleased to not see bodies, I kinda miss the droid parts.
Voss picked up a small chunk of blasted console and closed his eyes. A few seconds later, he opened them, looking irritated.
This is useless, he said. It's all been too damaged. We need something more personal, and mostly intact.
I'm guessing the living quarters are located below ground, Kenobi said. He tapped his bracer to activate his comlink. Commander, have any of your squad members located another entrance?
Yes, sir. We did indeed.
Cody gave them the coordinates. The entrance was several meters from the tower, well hidden by the boulders that were a common feature in the area. A quick scan revealed that the structural integrity of the tunnels was still intact. The Jedi activated their lightsabers as a precaution against any possible remaining droids, illuminating the metal corridors with soft blue-green radiance. A series of doors lined the path. At each one, they cut their way in and peered about.
Storage, said Kenobi.
Most of the rooms were bare, save for the occasional small piece of equipment or an empty crate.
This place looks like it could have been abandoned for years.
No.
Voss bent over and picked up a curved piece of metal.
This is a repair part for a B-3. Whatever happened here, it's recent.
After a time, the path sloped upward, and they came to a sealed metal door. Kenobi cut through it, and the three Jedi emerged into an area that had six beds and very little else.
Well, Anakin said, I think this is the best we're going to find. Can you get anything off a bedpost, Voss?
I've got something better,
Voss replied. Grinning, he held up a comb.
Nothing too exciting, but it'll do.
He wrapped his fingers around the item, closed his eyes for a moment, then opened them.
That's it? Anakin asked.
That's it, Voss said. He looked annoyed. They bugged out about 2 weeks ago. Dooku wasn't about to take chances that I'd lead you here, and sent orders to abandon the post. I don't suppose someone happened to mention where the new post would be located.
Voss shook his head.
I think anything useful went up with the tower. Important orders wouldn't be discussed in the barracks. I could try everything here if you'd like.
Kenobi clapped his friend on the back.
Don't worry, Voss. This was bound to happen.
Voss shook his head, still irritated.
Well, it means that pretty much any information I learned while I was with Dooku is now moot.
Hey, we've got you back,
Anakin said.
That's more important.
Kenobi rubbed his chin thoughtfully.
I wonder if that's all that's going on here.
What do you mean?
Voss asked.
Well, it does make sense that Dooku would change things up a bit. Anything you knew could be used against him. But it does seem strange that this has happened twice in a row. I can't help but wonder if we might have a leak.
Voss frowned.
A leak? You think there's someone feeding the Separatists information?
I wouldn't say that's too far out of the realm of possibility, Anakin said.
It's happened before, unfortunately.
Whatever it is, we'll deal with it back at the temple. Master Yoda will know what to do.
It's certainly an unsettling thought, Kenobi said. We have to hope that this is simple coincidence.
Anything else you can get from the comb?
He asked Voss.
Well, Voss replied, its owner used to flex in the mirror when he thought no one was watching.